Hello, and welcome to Never Judge a Book by Its Cover podcast. My name is Ruth, and I started this podcast because I simply love books. This podcast is for bookworms of all ages, particularly primary school children such as myself. This episode, I'll be reviewing The Lost Hero by Rick Riordan, which is the first book in the five-book series of Heroes of Olympus. I chose this book because I really enjoyed the Percy Jackson book series, which is the prequel to the Heroes of Olympus. The series of Percy Jackson follows Percy, a demigod, on lots of quests and adventures to save humanity. I would recommend this book for anyone who loves fast-paced adventure books and is fascinated by Greek mythology. I also recommend that you read Percy Jackson before The Lost Hero, as it does kind of otherwise spoil it. The Lost Hero follows the story of Jason Grace, a demigod who is suffering from amnesia. He is accompanied by fellow demigods Piper McLean and Leah Valdez to embark on a quest to rescue Hera, Queen of the Gods, from the clutches of Gaia, the primordial goddess of the earth. Now, let me give you more of an insight on the three main characters. Jason. Jason Grace is the leader of the group. Whilst having to lead a tumultuous quest, he is also trying to regain his memories from the past, which are coming back in flickers, and helping him piece together clues of where he's from. Piper. Piper's dad is a very famous actor, and she can have anything she wants, yet she chooses to steal objects to grab her dad's attention. Which, to be fair, isn't exactly thievery. She's just extremely persuasive. And then finally, there is Leo. Leo has a very troubled past. He lost his mum when he was 7, got almost killed by his crazy nanny a couple of times, and spent more or less most of his life on the run. He can build just about anything as well. Leo was definitely my all-time favourite character because he was so honest and tried to make everybody better by cracking jokes. I also admired how he could build a lot of objects. I enjoyed this book for various reasons. Firstly, I loved how Greek mythology was woven into the book. It was a fantastic blend of myth and modern. Throughout the book, I learned about Greek heroes, gods and monsters. I also loved how the author made famous places where Greek monsters were based. For example, Mount Diablo, a famous mountain in California, was the base of Enclades, a giant. Secondly, I liked how all the characters in the book were so unique. They each have their own vulnerabilities, flaws, and troubled past that shaped them into three marvellous heroes. They were all fiercely loyal, brave, and ready to die fighting. Lastly, I also really enjoyed this book because it was very fast paced. It was very thrilling and was full of adventures. No part of the book failed to keep me in suspense. There were lots of plot twists and surprises which kept me drawn to this book. I mean, the whole book was an adventure as they were on a quest to save Hera. The Lost Hero is a great novel that I absolutely love. I would definitely recommend it to others as it is a book with unique characters and an amazing quest that will leave you breathless.